In Nigeria, it is virtually impossible to get hold of cash. Old banknotes of specific denominations were made invalid earlier this month, and the new notes that replace them are scarce. Authorities say the policy is meant to target corrupt figures who hoard illicit funds. But in a country where millions of people rely on cash, frustrations are at boiling point, and thus just days ahead of elections. NPR's Emmanuel Akinwotu reports from Lagos.
If you want to know what ordinary people are talking about in Lagos, there are few better places than a busy newspaper stand.
There's a crowd of men pouring over the front pages here. It's almost a daily ritual to read and debate the news of the day. And almost all the headlines are dominated by the Naira crisis. One reads, Naira chaos grounds economy. And that's the one story people here want to talk about.
Just because of the incoming election, and they are making us to look as if we are fools. We have not ever in life experienced the issue of scarcity of cash. So I don't know how governments want the citizens of the country to survive.
That's Mogu Kinsley, a civil servant, and his frustration is echoed by everyone else. The trigger for the crisis has been a controversial policy by outgoing President Muhammadu Buhari and Nigeria's central bank. Most old notes were made invalid in February, but the banks are barely dispensing the new notes, so people can't get money from their accounts, and businesses reliant on cash sales are being hurt.
I'm here in Obalende, a busy intersection of small businesses, market traders, and bus stops. Across the road from the newsstand, bus drivers wait for passengers and call out destinations. But it's taking longer than usual, because many of the passengers don't have the cash to make the journey.
By now, on the normal day, supposed to be loading my second trip because I arrived there, I think, around 6. If I don't see full load now, considering I will discharge my passenger and go.
Over the last month, anger in the country has been mounting, and now it has reached the tipping point. People have taken to the streets all over the country. In some places, banks have been set alight and ATMs destroyed. And the man many blame for this chaos, President Buhari, has asked for calm.
I'm fully aware of the current hardship you are facing as a result of some policies of the government which are meant to bring overall improvement to the country. God willing, there will be light at the end of the tunnel.
At this stage in the election, campaigns are usually awash with cash. Buhari said that the target of the policy are figures who have hoarded illicit funds and to stop politicians rigging elections. But many ordinary people feel caught in the crossfire. There are around 100 people here crowded around the only ATM machine that's working in the area. It's about 12:30 in the afternoon and people have been here for hours. Some people even slept here overnight. Occasionally there are fights breaking out and frustrations are boiling over. Days ahead of the elections, scenes like this have become depressingly familiar.
They're saying you can't take more than 2,000.
Yes, for other banks. Look at other banks here. None of them are paying. Look at them. They're not paying. So now
Mr. Ikechukwu, like everyone else here, wants to talk and voice their frustration. To me, to each other, to anyone who will listen. Amid all the shouting, one man walks quietly over and introduces himself.
My name is Emeka David. I'm a citizen of Nigeria. I'm not a proud citizen though.
Why are you not a proud citizen?
No, I cannot be proud of this country because the country has messed a lot of people up.
Emmanuel Akinwotu, NPR News, Lagos.